turning our attention now to the issue of the numbers of asylum seekers and refugees who are in the county, and particularly, I suppose, in Killarney. Calls have been made over the last number of weeks, as you've heard on this programme and others, for more supports, more facilities, more supports, and more, I suppose, you know, help on the ground to deal with the numbers, to deal with local services, and to try and offset the impacts that's feared for the tourism industry in Killarney, but I suppose right now into the Christmas period and crucially to the new season next year from spring onwards. Calls made as well for the government to intervene financially to help because of the displacement factor on tourism that is concerned with all the bed nights that have gone to both refugees and asylum seekers in the town and in the wider extent, I suppose, the county. With me in the line to talk about this is Deputy Michael Healy-Ray, Deputy Independent Deputy for Kerry. Deputy Healy-Ray, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry, to you and your listeners.
Can I ask you, first of all, you spoke to the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, particularly, I suppose, about the concerns that were raised following videos apparently showing harassment of a woman in Killarney.
Well, yes, first of all, on behalf of the local councillors, the local GPs, people like Dr. Gary Stack, business people and people that live in the town and its environs that have been contacting me in enormous numbers, in particularly over the last fortnight, voicing their concerns as to what I would call boring situations that are arising in Killarney. And the very first thing we'd have to say, Jerry, in this debate, we don't want to what I would call paint a bad brush over any sectors that are here. We don't want to generalise or anything like that. But the one thing that we have to do is we have to talk facts. There are worries in Killarney town about the fabric of the town, the safety of the town. I know myself personally of incidents that have happened over the last number of days where young people have, you know, felt threatened and intimidated. And we don't want to see things like that happening in our town. So over the weekend, I had a conversation with the Minister for Justice. And the first thing I want to say, Jerry, is I was very impressed with the minister's understanding of what was happening in Killarney. For example, the video footage, the social media, what I would call issues that have arisen, she was acutely aware of those because she had viewed them herself. And I thanked her for that interest in our town. I expressed what I would call on behalf of the local councillors, be they from parties and none, their concerns and the fact that it has been spoken about on shows like your own and in the Kerryman and the Kerry's Eye and all of our media outlets, everyone is concerned as to what is happening. But what we have to talk is how we're at the situation we're at in Killarney and what we can do to put it right. And first of all, Jerry, it is unhealthy and it's not proper, for example, to have a big congregation of young, predominantly male people concentrated in one area. The one thing that saves everybody and that keeps everybody going, as far as I'm concerned, is work. And if you have a group of people, in particularly young people, and if they're all of the same sex, for example, males, and if they are concentrated in one area, it leads to what I would call unhealthy behaviour and unhealthy actions. And that is what we have seen. If people are loitering around, and if they have nothing to do, and if they have no work, if they have no focus, that, like we always heard, that idle hands, you know, are the devil's work. In other words, if people have too much time in their hands, that's not good. Now, the first thing that the minister explained to me was that the concern that she has as minister, first of all, we have to, of course, do what we are doing and what I personally believe we're doing more than enough in the whole Ukrainian situation. Ireland has definitely stepped up to the mark. And we don't want to be painting the Ukrainian issue with the problem we have in Killarney because they're two completely separate issues. Since the war, we've had an increase in other people coming here, what I would call, you could call them economic refugees.
Yeah.
People coming here saying they want to come here because they think that they will be better off here than anywhere else.
As of last month, just to clarify that, the Taoiseach speaking in the Dáil in response to a question on this said that there were 9,000 in October, towards the end of October, and that by the end of the year there would be 14,000 international protection applicants, in other words, asylum seekers, separate to the refugee situations. That's a big increase happening pretty much all of a sudden at a time when we're very pushed for any sort of accommodation for anybody at the moment.
Yes. And where I see policy being wrong, if a person presents at an airport, rather than literally being told, well, I'm sorry, you don't seem to fit the criteria of what we're allowing, in other words, everybody's allowed to come in and then be processed. Now, the minister very clearly said to me that what she is trying to do is speed up that process. And in other words, and again in her own words, that people would then, if they failed to go through the process successfully, and if they failed to be granted the right to stay and remain, that they would be it would be put to them to go back to where they had come from. And to be honest, we can't have an absolute jury open door policy for everybody, that we can bring in everybody, we can house everybody, we can give healthcare, education, because we quite simply can't. You've held
but we don't have an open door policy as things stand. You have to go through a process. You get paid €38 a week, and that's pretty much all you get in terms of welfare. And you go through that process, and then you're talking then about the length of time where it's decided you can stay or you have to go back. You don't qualify.
Yes, you're correct. But what is the problem is that the length of time that is taking, it has resulted in situations on the ground like what I would call the Killarney situation. You know that people in Killarney and around the town have worked so hard to build up what I would call what is Killarney town today. And I always classify it as the tourism capital of the world. And we don't want to bring that down. And at the same time, we are fulfilling our obligations. As far as I'm concerned, we're doing more than enough to help people all over Europe. We're really stepping above what we can do. We're not a very rich nation, Jerry, in that we don't have oil coming up out of the ground. We're relying on the taxpayers' receipts to keep the wheels of the economy going. And the wheels of the economy are under strain at present because of what is happening. But coming back to what the minister said, she is endeavouring to speed up that process by having more people in place. Like in her own words again, she said, I've extra teams put in place. She has more money secured in the budget to deal with this problem. But the length of time is critical because remember, every day that a person is here, we have to house them, we have to put up the medical care for them. And again, coming back to very respectable people like Gary Stack, who's a doctor in our town for many, many years, and the people that work with him. And he has been very vocal about the strain and the pressure that they are under. And remember, they have to continue to provide excellent healthcare service.
Did the minister speak about, and that's the processing situation, did she speak about the length of time people are waiting for work permits? If they are waiting, that they can start working as soon as possible?
Yes. And these are the points that she was making to me, and she wanted this to be very well known, that she's acutely aware of what is happening in Killarney. But I think that the people of Killarney, they are really worried at present. And I mean, you see, and again, you have to be mindful of the language that we use.
Yeah, because words are very important on this. And I was going to ask you that question, that, you know, there are concerns about, let's say, stresses on local services, but also there's an element of racism going on when people don't there like to see extra numbers of dark-skinned people walking up and down the road, and they were less concerned when they saw lots of white Christian Ukrainians.
Yes.
Is there a problem there, would you concede?
And that is why we have to be extremely measured, but at the same time we have to be factual. And there are situations arising, and I will give you an example. I know of plenty instances of young females, for example, in Killarney town, who are living there, who work very hard, and for example, in the evening or early morning, it might be their thing that they would go for a walk or a run, or maybe carry out a buggy and go on an outing around the town, and they would have a routine. Those people now, whether it's right or wrong, Jerry, they're changing their routine because they're fearful, number one, of what they've seen and heard on social media and what they see themselves on their walk.
But are those fears justified, or are they groundless, or are they being whipped up by elements out there who are looking to exploit the situation and try and create fear?
Well, the minister asked me a question, and that was, has there been instances reported on Garda Síochána of intimidation, or has there been statements made about incidents? And that is the big question here, Jerry, is that if incidents do happen, to deal with a problem, you have to know exactly what the problem is. And of course, if things like that happen, it should be reported to the guards, because I'm sure they will act swiftly. But we can't create a situation where we would allow unfounded fears.
Yeah.
But the truth of the story is at present, people are changing their routine. People are fearful. People are saying to young girls, well, don't you go to such a place tonight because did you hear what's happening there? And that's not right either. And the hardworking people of Killarney, who have always done their best, and it's a respectable town, a hardworking town, we don't want to see that being destroyed just because of decisions of government by centering a large number of predominantly male young people. And you see, you must come back to those people in themselves and be fair to them. How would any of us feel if we were in a place where there was 200 or 300 of us concentrated in one area with nothing to do?
No work, in the middle of winter, the rain coming down, in close quarters for a lengthy period of time. Not ideal. Sorry, for mental health or anything else.
The day isn't long enough in a million years for people who have a lot to do. We could have way more hours in the day. But for people who don't have work and who don't have what I would call the benefit of having work and the opportunity to do it, a day is an awful long time. And those people then, what are they going to be doing? Only standing around, and their behaviour then might not be what you'd call up to the mark. If they were going away in the morning, all of them, and I'm saying this in a respectful way, if they had to be up at such a time, have their meal, go away, do an honest day's work, and contribute to the society that they're living in and that they're benefiting from, surely be to God, they'd be tired in the evening and they'd be like everybody else then, they'd want to wash themselves, sit down, have a meal, and go away and rest themselves and get ready for the next day. But if you've nothing to do, a day is an awful long time.
Yeah.
And if you don't, if there's more people then, they could do it a lot more hours in the day. But the minister, I will be fair in saying that she is acutely aware, and I will be speaking about this in the Dáil again, because remember, you have two ministers. You have the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, but you also have Roderick O'Gorman, who would be in the housing
for children
side of the house.
Yeah. Responsible for the IPAS, which bring in and process and do all the work in relation to locating them different places. So he's got responsibility over that area. Finally, briefly, Deputy, either way, would you say, and look, it looks like it's only going one way in terms of numbers, but for the Ukrainian refugees, with what we're hearing now, what's happening in Kyiv as the weather gets cold out there, there is going to be no stopping by the government in terms of accepting people in over the next couple of months as part of their international obligations.
The policy of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and the Greens is that, I again will call it an open door, because they're not putting a restriction on it. And I want to make it quite clear to the people of Kerry and beyond, very early on in this whole situation with the Ukraine war, and whether I was right or wrong, I will always admit what I say. At that time, we didn't have, for example, we didn't have one person in Kerry at that time. I'm on a budgetary Oireachtas committee, and I said at the time to the Minister for Finance, well, when we are bringing in people from the Ukraine, surely we should perhaps bring in a figure of 20,000 and cap it at that. And the reason I said that, and I said it very clearly to him, because if we do that, I said, we'll be able to house them, we'll be able to educate them, take care of their health needs and everything, and wouldn't that be a good contribution? And I honestly thought that 20,000 was, after all, a large figure of people. And now the minister, he again listened very carefully. He said, I'm taking it as you're saying it. In other words, I'm not a racist, Jerry. I've nothing against anybody, as you know. But it was just from a doing our job right point of view, I thought 20,000. As you know, the government didn't heed that. The minister on that day, he told me, no, we are not going to cap the figures. And now we're at 60,000. But be clear, what we're talking about this morning is not the Ukrainian situation. We're talking about the fact that we have other economic people that are coming here, and that is compounding the difficulty because of the whole Ukrainian situation. But at the end of the day, we have to be mindful of the people in the areas where people are going to, and that there's integration, and that as soon as possible a decision is made whether you do have the right to stay or not. And if you don't, I'm sorry, it's hard luck, it's a tough life, but you'll have to go back to where you came from, because we can't keep everybody all the time, every day, and do everything for them.
All right, Deputy Healy, we're going to have to leave it there.